2WI. This is KC2WI. I'm going to do the net unless someone else is around to do it. Okay, nothing heard. So, this is KC2WI. I'm going to be the net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Pete. This net's held 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater 146.655 megahertz. I'm not sure who the schedule is tonight. I can't keep them straight, but don't hear the regular net control, so I'm going to pick it up. This is KC2WI. Repeater is the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest Boonville on Jackson Hills. An informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Okay, no emergency traffic heard, so hearing none, are there any portable batteries powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We have any Echolink stations? Over. This is KC2WI, no Echolinks heard. Looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net. All amateurs are welcome. Anyone, anywhere. Over.
N2PSM, good evening, Pete.
WA2U.
Okay, we have N2PSM, WA2U, and there might have been the third. It might be N5A or W, but boy, all we got was about one syllable of a letter or something. It sounded like maybe it was an A or something, but definitely not into the repeater. So it just kind of maybe sounded like Bob's voice, but that's a wild guess. So Bob, if that's you, crank up the power or something and try it again. Over.
Roger, Pete, N5AOW, and hello to everyone on board. Yeah, I was on the handheld and walking in the door when you made the call. So anyway, yeah, it was me.
Yeah, okay, so we got N5AOW. So we'll go to the top of the list. N2PFM, go ahead.
Oh, good evening, Pete, and everybody on the net. Temperature here 68 degrees after a range today of 63 to 74. Not bad temperature range. My kind of temperatures as K2ZNZ would say. Guess we don't hear it much in there, probably because that Rochester repeater is blanking this thing out over there. And, I said I did some work around here today. I'm going to finish up the last bit with the solar work from what that previous guy did wrong and messed up and whatever, and then it's on to the train room to wire everything properly, that there's always power getting to each rail of the tracks. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73s for now. Take care, everyone, and 2PSM clear.
Okay, George, very good. Yeah, trains are one of those hobbies that you could spend forever on, too. Gotta have a lot of patience, I guess. I was not much of a modeler, you know. When I was a kid, I liked to run them, but, you know, after a while, it gets kind of boring. So then we moved over to slot cars, and that was more fun. You could race with your friends and stuff and whatever. Good train layouts are pretty interesting, and I haven't been to one of the train shows in the, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I think, going up to Clayton. It wasn't too bad. Anyway, 73, George, we'll talk to you later. I don't know if I'm going to get up your way this week or not. I'm really kind of pushing everything into a couple days here, trying to get some stuff ready to take up to an NYARA meeting and a picnic meeting tailgate fest. So that's a priority here. Let's see, WA2U is next. Go ahead, John.
WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency. Good to hear George and you, Pete, and Bob, and the multitude of listeners out there. I think Kevin James and Matt are tied up with things this evening. But anyway, I had a good day today. I had a good day. Going to send some stuff out in the mail. Got a couple CDs we're going to send out. Made a few phone calls. Talked to people at Steel. And I'm going to go out tomorrow and pick up a carbide chain for the chainsaw. If the weather allows me, a friend of mine is going to come and work on the tree in front of the house here and cut that up. And I get it over to the wood splitter and split that up, and we'll maybe put some of that in the fire tomorrow evening. Usually Thursdays are fire ring night. Get the radio set up outside and listen to things and just enjoy. Yeah, it's kind of interesting with the propagation, George. Excuse me, the other morning I noticed we had some weather. The other repeater, what's it, WR2, I don't know what the call is on the one out in Rochester, but I believe the KCWU repeater, I don't know if it may be 1,700 feet, 1,800 feet elevation. Well, that's probably about, I don't know, 70 air miles probably from the Liverpool area. Now, the one in Rochester is up in Bristol. That has an elevation of 2,400 feet. 2,400 feet. So when you're up in the clouds like that, you could probably walk around with a handheld and get into it. So. But that all repeaters are meant for local communications anyways, I guess, you know, so. I guess I was reading something in QST. You have to use a minimum amount of power to get into the repeater you want to use. Before PL, you used to have people running around the Liverpool area with 160-watt mobiles. They would bring up the local 3191 repeater, the Lark repeater, and also bring up Greylock, which they weren't all that thrilled about listening to one side of the conversation, but some of the PLs helped with that. So, well, maybe there'll be some other people joining us. I know the Woodsman's Field Day, let me reset. Woodsman's Field Day, I believe, is coming up this weekend. So people that are involved with that are already up there getting things in order and moving things around. And so that's a good time of the year to get the big toys if you're looking for anything. I know so bought the chainsaw up there and saved quite a bit by doing that. So lots of gizmos and gadgets up there. Oh, got some word on Frontier. I guess there's a need to put in, they're going to put up two new lines up the road here. So the demand, so they said they're going to put a brand new, I don't know how many pair, but new lines up the road, but I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow, but that's what their intentions are, because our neighbors are moving up, and there's no pairs left, so they want internet, so they're going to do something. Anyways, Pete, we'll turn it back over to you. We'll say good evening to everyone, and we'll listen here. Maybe there'll be some other comments. WA to you.
Yeah, of course, we're doing the Woodsman's 10K run communications, as always, on Friday night. And I already forgot what it said. I never keep this straight, but I guess at 5:30 at the school, and then we disperse out. And you really probably want to get there fairly early if you're going to actually meet them at the school. Many times I don't. I just, you know, communicate on the way in, and then I head out and just avoid that whole mess there at the at the school until after the run, when you come back over and, you know, get some goodies to eat and whatever. But I may just do that again. I don't. It depends on how early I get over there. I kind of like to maybe go because I'm not gonna be able to get in there Saturday. I don't think. I got other things I want to do And like you say, it's a good place to get stuff. I don't know what's open. The big, you know, big vendors on Friday, I assume they're open. You know, I always buy something. Last year, I bought some gloves and things like that, you know. Last year I bought an orange, a boonie hat that was a, you know, hot, fluorescent orange, you know, vented so it's not hot. Excellent high visibility, you know, but shades your head, the hat. And I actually, I've only used it a couple times, and once, and I intend to do this again, going out in either early in the morning or at night or late in the kayak, so you're sitting right down at the water level, and if you're going out in the big lake where there's motorboats around, boy, that high visibility orange right on the top of your head is good. So, you know, if you want parts, chains, or saws, or whatever, that's a good place to go. I have to think, is there anything I really, really need? Maybe a couple files or something, but, you know, you kind of avoid the El Cheapo tool tent there, although sometimes that's all you need is an El Cheapo, you know, something, wire brush or something that doesn't have to be high quality, and then that's a pretty good deal. Anyway, it's always fun, and if it's not terribly hot, it's fun to go there for the day or a good part of the day and watch some of the competitions. And what's really interesting is going over to off the main drag there and over to the where the barns are and stuff, and watch some of the technical demos and safety things, and that's really, really interesting. You know, after a while, watching the grease pole climbs and all that stuff, it gets to be too much. But go over where it's a little quieter, and if you like to learn something, it's pretty cool. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet, and we'll move on to N5AOW.
Hi, good evening, Pete, N5AOW, and John, and George. Well, I'll tell you what, that trip home last night, I was listening to you and George, you on the way up with the hydroplaning and so on. I'll tell you what, the hog's back was no picnic going over to 28. I ran into some water. I wish I had my truck at Cherry's Impala, and it did marvelous. There were some times, I'll tell you what, between the rain, you could not see ahead of you, and you know what that's like. And then you get into the water and it pushes forward and it pushes out to the sides, and it was just one wall of water. It was like driving through waterfalls. But anyway, made it home safe, and about the time I got home, it slowed down and almost got to a stop. So it was quite a bit of rain there, but we had a lot of wind. And this morning I went down to go down to the lake, and boy, I'll tell you what, there was a whole top of a tree had come down right across our path going down. So needless to say, we had to get the chainsaw out, cut everything down, and I got it up in pieces, and Sherry stacked it, got it cleaned out of the way, and so on. So anyway, what I was leading up to also, we talked the meeting about the guy wires and so on with the tower, and I got my cable pull. There's a better name for it, and I can't recall it right now, but anyway, I was telling Ray about it. It'll cover, I think, 5/16, quarter inch to 5/16 cable. And this work perfectly. I use it for the dog run. You can put it on, pull against it, and you can use chain hoist, come along. You can use a vehicle, anything you want. Tension up the cables with it, it'll work out great. We did this down in Texas with a friend of ours. He had a, you know, I think it was a, you know, Bill Walker had, anyway, about a 300-400 foot tower going up. It was one of those ball mount deals. And there were, I think, six or seven guy lines
to tighten upper tension or whatever all the way around it, and we use that to work for that, and it worked out well. So anyway, with that, when you get a chance, either after tonight, give me a call, or if it's feasible for you, I'll give you a call in regards to Sherry's computer. But other than that, it was a great day. I get a lot of things done, wore myself out in the morning. But you know what? You gotta have this kind of thing.
Okay, Bob, I'm list brought up Facebook here. Suppose somebody put something from, I don't know, George Mason University comment, I don't know if that's where it is. Price changes 1996 to 2006, and it shows different things like new cars, household furnishings, clothing. They claim on this chart of about even. They haven't really gone up. That must be adjusted for inflation, I suppose, or whatever. But the cell phone service has dropped. Software, toys, you know, the price of TVs has dropped 90%. And then they show stuff that's gone up. The price of housing has gone up. It says overall inflation 55%. The price of housing has gone up 50%, food and beverage has gone up 50%, healthcare has gone up 100%, and then college tuition and textbooks has gone up 200%. That's crazy. Anyway, definitely the food and beverage, that's real obvious that that's gone up. Housing for me hasn't really, a little bit increase in taxes, but, you know, I'm not in a high-rent district here. Anyway, okay, Bob, I was going to say, we were talking about Santa. You know, there's a couple things. If you live out in the country, and especially in the north, you know, where it's cold, there's a couple things, essential items that everybody has to have. One is a chainsaw, you know, because there's always a tree going to come down somewhere. Not to be a big one, usually, but it's really good to have a chainsaw. And you can clean that stuff up if it comes down across your driveway or something and you really need to get out, you know. Probably the other thing is a snowblower, a pretty good snowblower. Even if you have somebody plow your driveway, they're not always there. But chainsaw is a good utility item, not too expensive. The other thing I thought more than once, if you live where it's cold, is a good heat gun, one of those good master heat guns. And, my father bought one of those, I guess, probably he bought it. We've had it for 30 years or something. And I think he bought me one. I think he gave it to me for Christmas or something. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, there's things that freeze and, you know, it could be even something relatively simple. But that heat gun comes in awful handy. It's not an expensive item. And I think even the $8 on sale or not, whatever, they're really ridiculously cheap. The Harbor Freight ones aren't too bad. I think the Master ones are pretty expensive. And there's probably a few more items I'm sure John could think of a couple. You know, if you live in the country and in the North Country, there's certain things that the city folk might not even think about that come in really handy, you know, like the chainsaw. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins. Over.
N2PFM with a further about the weather.
Go ahead, George.
Well, apparently I asked it there at Trinity Church. Father Murphy happened to be coming up from Utica at the time when that happened. Told me he and his wife did actually spot a tornado funnel cloud going over, and he says the right back of it, just as he knew what happened, would be such a wall of water he barely could do 30 miles an hour without hydroplaning. He said it was just unbelievable. His wife was just totally scared out of her mind at the sight of that tornado. As he said, from when he lived out west, he says that was only a small tornado. because that's what was going on. It kept going east, so I don't know if it hit somewhere east of here or whatever, but if it came to the ground then, I don't know. But boy, that's why you suddenly had that wall of water behind it, which is what you people have been talking about. Thought I'd throw that in there. N2PSM clear.
Yeah, okay, George. And, well, let's see, when I was coming into Boonville, I called on the repeater, and Sean came in from Syracuse, and he was watching the radar and stuff, and he was saying there's a rotation showing over, I don't know exactly where he started, but and it's going to come over like Copenhagen and that and so on. And somebody else said that there was a little bit of a tornado up there somewhere. I can't remember, but apparently, there was a couple incidents of it. Whether it caused much damage anywhere, I don't know. But we sure had water on the way home. And thankfully, you couldn't, when I got here, I think that one was south. I came across Boonville because I drove out of it. We started in Boonville and it just started raining there, and then it got real hard, but it wasn't very wide. So, I guess that's actually sort of characteristic. The tornadoes generally, those kind of storms, they're not very wide. They sweep through. But, whatever. Yeah, that's interesting. And, I didn't call the folks today and find out how the weather was, but I didn't hear anything, so I assumed it was nothing too radical. Today it's, so now I'm looking tonight, it says partly cloudy and then slight chance of thunderstorms, and tomorrow chance of thunderstorms 30%, cloudy then gradually becoming mostly sunny, which really stinks because what that means is it'll rain. Yeah, I usually try to get over there if it's not terribly hot, and I really kind of like to, but, there's only so much time. Okay, KC2NBU, go ahead.
Hey, Pete, everybody listening to that. We got 68 degrees up on the hill here, and it's clear. I stars are out, and the moon is up, and it's beautiful night out there.
Okay, Ray. Well, I don't know here because there's trees and there's no really clear a clear spot. I gotta go. If I want to see the sky, what I usually do if I think there's gonna be a meteor shower or something like that, I walk over or drive over to the bridge or across the Black River because it's pretty clear. It's a little bit of a hill up to the west, but that's a pretty good spot. If I really want to see it, I'd drive up towards Martinsburg or something. Here, you don't really know. If it's a full moon and it comes out, you can tell that the ground is bright, but I've got trees kind of around me, fairly big. But it seems pretty nice. I got all the windows and everything open, and it's really dead quiet, no wind, 67 degrees here. But maybe I'll go outside for a few minutes. Yeah, it's looking like Saturday is probably not the day you want to go to the Woodsman's if you don't like hot weather, because it's saying 87 degrees. But that could change. And then Sunday, it looks like maybe it's going to rain towards the end of the day. That Friday looks like a pretty night, 84 degrees and clear, so that might not be too bad. And it's not getting really cold, 60 degrees at night. Thursday night. This is KC2WI, this is Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins or comments. This is KC2WI. Well, just before this net, at 8:30 on Wednesdays, is the top band, single sideband net that's run typically by Jim, KC2VMF, up in St. Regis Falls, and I was on that. I've got a NZ red wire that is not quite resonant on the 160. I think it's a little on the short side. And I've discovered that I originally didn't think I was going to get it, but I'm not sure, maybe something changed a little bit, the way the wires drooped or whatever. I can tune that up, fortunately, on all the bands that I want, the lower bands, and that's good because I lost my G5RV when the tree came down. I haven't done anything about that, but this works not too bad. And boy, I'll tell you what though, the static crash is it's clear, so we don't know where they're coming from, and I think Jim said it was clear up there too, and some of the other guys, but it was, static crashes up to maybe even S9. And so something's going on somewhere here. It's not really showing, it's not really showing any significant rain, thunderstorm stuff overnight, so who knows. But it's kind of fun to get on the HF bands here and 160 meters. And my thing is pretty simple. It's basically wire that goes out the back window, gets thrown over my crab apple tree and thrown over a branch on another tree, and that piece of wire that's I slipped the grass basically so I could cut the grass without running over the thing or having to roll it up every time. And I took the screen out of the one. The worst problem is I had to take the screen out of the window. I seal it up pretty good in the winter, but in the summer I can't really open it because I can't put a screen in there, and I don't want to put the bugs in. So I'm limited a little bit on the ventilation there, but the other one next to it I can open. Anyway, this is KC2WI, this is Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for additional check-ins or comments, over. So I'll throw out one more idea here, and then if we got no one else, we'll close the net. Over the last Saturday, really sort of the last week or so, but really the last Saturday, and I operated a little Sunday and a little bit on Monday, but we got a 1x1 call sign, Kilo 2 Hotel, which we had from August 5th to 15th, I think it was, with the Hamilton County Club, because this is the bicentennial year for Hamilton County. And Saturday we went to the ball field there and speculated the pavilion, and they had a history fair, and we operated there. We set up K2LML's 30-foot aluminum tower, and we promptly took it down once we got it set up because we started to hear thunder and eyeballed that 30-foot thing sticking up there and said, nah, we don't really want to do this. So we wasted a bunch of time and effort, but we set up a lower dipole and it worked great. And it's a lot of fun to do one of those things. It's kind of an excuse. We did it at the ball field there. A few of us operated at home here and there. We made some contacts. So just something to think about maybe. I don't know what excuse we'd have maybe in Boonville, but there's always some excuse. And the other thing is that I have not made any effort in particular to contact any parks on the air or do any, but the North Country Scenic Trail goes right through Boonville, comes up the Black River Canal and over the Feeder Canal and over to Forestport, and it would be real, real easy to put that on the air by just going over to the park and setting up, or, I don't know what the rules are. But you could bend the rule a little bit if you want to sit by the pond there in Forestport. I'd say that's close enough. Actually, I think it does actually go down the street, down right down the road and up North Lake Road. Yeah, that's the plan, and then it's going to turn in and go in. I think, I don't know if it's going on the Stone Dam Trail or what, but anyway, so we could do a National Parks on the Air activation whenever we felt like it. by just going down there, throwing up some kind of a dipole, inverted V, something, and playing around for a little bit. So something to keep in mind maybe for some nice day in the fall. This is KC2WI's Black River Valley ServiceNet. We'll make a final call for comments or late check-ins before we close the net. Over.
WA2 has a very quick query for you, Pete.
Go ahead.
Yes, what county are you in? I should know. It's got to be either Lewis or Hamilton, WA2.
Now, Lewis, but of course when I go home, I'm in Hamilton. And either one of those counties, if you make it known that you're on the air ahead of time, or even if somebody spots you, you know, on the county hunters spotting things or whatever, all of a sudden you can get a lot of calls because there are not a lot of hams on HF in either of those counties.
My guess would be less in Lewis than in Hamilton, but anyways, okay, very good. WA2, thanks.
Yeah, I don't really know, you know, in terms of number of hams, I think there's probably, you know, if you looked in the FCC database, I can't remember what the number was when I did it last year. I think we had about 50. But active hams, you know, right then you're in the less than half of that. And then ones that are active on HF, that really cuts it down. There's me, and there's Dave, N2OIP. And, Dana, what's his name, but not, high up towards Copenhagen, I think, is still there, but he's, I think he's on HF, but there's not very many. Hamilton County, you've got the K2LML, you got Van up there in Indian Lake, and I don't think Clark's too active. Clark Seaman, who's the town supervisor in Long Lake. And, well, the guy's over in Inlet there. That's Hamilton County. That's Matt and Dennis. I don't think Dennis really does any HF, but Matt does. He's got a, if you ever go up through Inlet, Matt owns the Screaming Eagle bar there, Matt's draft house of the Screaming Eagle. And he and Dennis and whoever, there's another guy up there, Eugene, that lives, on the Uncas Road, I think. I sold him a computer years and years ago. Anyway, boy, look on the top of the place there, right in Inlet, and there's this huge multi-band quad that he put up there. I mean, the thing is, you know, I don't know what bands he's got on it. It might even be 40 meters through 10 and right on the roof. I don't know how they got that thing up there, but I don't know how much he really operates. Anyway, and then I think what happens, too, is in Lewis County, in Hamilton County, the New York State CUSO party, which is the third Saturday in October, what you find out is that guys that are going to be, you know, doing multiple counties, mobile, you know, rover kind of stuff, I think there's a few that plan to go into Hamilton just on the theory that, well, there's nobody there and so it should be good. So, you know, there might be a little more than you think. But, of course, in Lewis, I don't know. Well, Dave Schulf, I don't know how much Dave is on. He's got, you know, HF gear. And Dave, N2OIP here across the river from me. And of course, Hanley, when he's on, you know, on CW, he I always think he lives in Boonville, but he doesn't. He really is in Lewis County. But if you really want to have an active day and rack up contacts, just make it known that you're on from either of those counties ahead of time and get the county hunters to spot you. You'd probably be pretty busy. KC2WI.
Hey, Pete, thanks. WATU, clear 7-3.
7-3, John. And the other really effective mode, if you just want to rack up contacts, is you do PSK 31 on 20 meters, you always get people. Okay, this is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any last minute comments or check-ins. Over.
Good evening, Pete. I'll give you a last check-in with no comment. This is KD2DXF.
Okay, KD2DXF in and out, as they say. Thanks for the check-in, and this is KC2WI, now closing the Black River Valley service net and returning the repeater to other amateur use. And thanks everyone who checked in. We had a nice net here and some interesting exchange of information. KC2WI is clear.
Good evening, this is KD2DXF for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight. Looking for stations that would like to check into the net with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. Looking for check-ins for Axon. This is KD2DXF.
This is KC2WI, no traffic. Over.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2WI and KC2NBU, thank you both for your check-in. Pete, I was actually up your way earlier today. Well, not up your way, but a little bit past, up towards Lava. This is Zach, I'm looking for any further stations. Last call for Acton. Thank you both for checking in. Thank you for the Boomville Amateur Radio Cup for the Acer Peter tonight. This is KD2DXF returning the net control W2MO.